We're going to continue this discussion of discipline and how we internalize it. Discipline is the master's voice. The question, how do we rebuild our freedom, is also the question, how do we stop hearing the master's voice and start hearing our own? What made Shakespeare so powerful is that he developed his voice. And that's what I'm trying to do, essentially. Samuel Butler said, if you would develop your voice, start seeing your thoughts. Give each one its own page in a little notebook. I call these fish, in honor of Virginia Woolf, who called thoughts she was following fish. And I hope that each one of you hearing this begins to develop your thought. I'm not suggesting that you aren't already, but begin this practice of following your thoughts, developing your voice. And as you do, notice that you're honoring the ancestors, the earth, and each other, your brothers and sisters, and consider the physical design of a world that honors this daily process for each of its inhabitants. And next, join with your brothers and sisters to discuss it. It's not new institutions that we need, but new people. Each one of us has to begin rebuilding our freedom to remake ourselves fresh each day anew. And never forget that we need each other and the earth to do it, to develop our thought, essentially our souls. There's some lines from Shakespeare that I think are really helpful in unpacking the question of the soul's loss in this ever-seekingness, another way of saying the problem of discipline, and how to get beyond it. I've been drawing on them unstintingly, and it's time, past time, to show some gratitude. They're from The Rape of Lucrece. Those that much covet are with gain so fond, that which they have not, that which they possess. They scatter and unloose it from their bond, and so by hoping more, they have but less. Or gaining more, the profit of excess is but to surfeit, and such griefs sustain that they prove bankrupt in this poor, rich gain. I think those lines illuminate the way to our freedom. And summarize, in a way, what we've been exploring together these past few weeks. How force is the essence of a class system and must be renounced if we're to move beyond it. Our connections with each other and the earth had to be forcibly sundered. Before they were, having each other and the earth was key to our survival. But once sundered, we could not live without the master. It's no wonder, then, we internalized his voice, but in so doing, we lost the means for developing our own light, our own distinct voices. In losing our ability to be self-determining, we lost our unique human ability to see the whole. That's what soul means, to see, encompass the whole. And we've also seen how force is disguised by discipline, which hides the master's voice. And we've discussed how the master's voice cannot be silenced except by developing our own. And how soul, the ancestors, the earth, and each other, seeing from the whole, guides its path expressed in voice, in its development. Recently, I found interesting confirmation of this in A Midsummer Night's Dream, in which the character of Pyramus in the play within a play has the line, tongue, lose thy light. And the note about this line in the back says, quote, Hollowell thinks this appears too absurd to be humorous. It's probably a misprint for sun, unquote. Our tongues hold our light. The tongue is the door to the soul, and we must open them again.